The Regional Transit Authority is answering calls to shift a bus route in response to the closure of the Price Chopper grocery store in North Adams. The Route 3 bus run by the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority will now go right through the Big Y parking lot instead of on Veterans Memorial Drive in North Adams. The change was made at the request of Mayor Richard Alkenbright, according to BRTA Administrator Bob Melnati.
Asked what we could do to possibly assist with the residents of the West End to get to the grocery store because Price Chopper had closed. And I explained that we could do this minor detail change to accommodate folks leaving from the main street of North Adams, or if their customers continued on, they could stop at the Stop and Shop a little towards the north end of town.
The Price Chopper that closed in February is near two low-income neighborhoods where transportation is an issue, according to Alkenbright.
We're talking about folks that kind of come into town empty-handed, but could be leaving with 6, 7, 8, 9 bags of groceries.
The route fare is unchanged. A local trip is $1.75 and $1.40 for those with a Charlie card. Reduced fare is 85 cents and 70 cents respectively for seniors, K-12 students, people with Medicare, and disabled persons. Route 3 monthly ridership dropped by roughly 4.5% from February to March to 3,396. But Melnati says annual ridership should surpass the fiscal 2015 mark of more than 40,000, since the fiscal 2016 figure is already 77% of the yearly total. Alkenbright has been working with Berkshire Interfaith Organizing, which represents 17 county congregations and groups, to ensure access to food since the Price Chopper closed. Wendy Crom of Bio says the group is continuing to encourage the Golub Corporation, which owns and operates Price Chopper stores, to market the North Adams location to another food retailer. Crom says Neil Golub wrote the group in March, saying the matter has his personal attention. Since then, she says Bio has collected nearly 1,000 signatures on letters of support.
We're actually on Wednesday going to take the petition, the support letters, really, and a thank you letter to Mr. Golub and ask for a meeting so that we can have, you know, a more thorough update.
Mayor Alkenbright adds the company has told him it is doing what it can to facilitate a sale to another grocery store.
Had Price Chopper built another location here in the city, well, then they certainly wouldn't be marketing to another food distributor, obviously because of the competitive nature of that. But the fact that they've left the city, it kind of leaves it wide open. And we're hoping, you know, I've certainly expressed my concern and my thoughts that it would be great to have another neighborhood market there, as has the Interfaith Group. And, you know, kudos to the Interfaith Group. They've been very active and pushing at that situation a little bit to see that, if in fact it can support another food entity, another market, that the Golubs keep that in the front of their mind.
Crom says Bio has also discussed expanding community gardens in the area near the former Price Chopper and a mobile food pantry and market. She says the group is focused on food insecurity as a larger regional issue by advocating for funding the Massachusetts Food Trust Program.
That could provide creative financing options like low-interest loans or grants to such ideas as expanding the community gardens or a food hub or a mobile pantry. One other thing that they have been talking about is encouraging more residents to participate in gleaning with the farmers. There's an active group, Hoosick Harvest, organizes gleanings from the fields after the fields have been harvested already by the farmers. There's still quite a lot of food left.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.